show, man.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we continue here with The Drive. Remember, come hang out with us tomorrow as it is the ninth stop of our 610 Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit. Tomorrow we'll be there at the Crafty Crab, Fondren Road here in Houston. Come hang out with us, supported by our great friends with Academy Sports and Outdoors, Bud Light, Budweiser as well. There'll be giveaways on site each and every hour. You'll have a chance to win. Also, you can get to have them bubs, them buds, that cold beer. Never know what kind of special spots be having. I'm sure the Crafty Crab will have it for you. And you get to hang out with us, the number one afternoon drive sports talk show in all of Houston. The number one sports talk show in all of Houston.
When you get a chance to party, party.
At least how y'all do it. Come on out, hang out with us tomorrow. We'll be there from 2 to 6. It'll be a good time, as always. And you got a chance also to win our grand prize. A grand prize, which is a $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors, as well as beer for a year, Budweiser, Bud Light. So that is also in play for you if you come on out with us tomorrow to the Crafty Crab. All right, Clint. Lance McCullers had a hell of a performance. This was him yesterday following the game, it was by far his best performance since he's been back. This was Lance discussing what happened.
It's hard to say, I guess, I think. After my first surgery, I was a different pitcher, and I had success. And I think after this surgery, I'm going to be a different pitcher, and I'm hoping to continue to find success. Obviously, the velo and things of that nature, I don't know if I'll ever be throwing 97, 98 again, but you never know. I think some things just take time. I think, you know, like today, it was a big emphasis on executing early. Stop putting myself in such a big hole in that first inning, pitch count-wise, things of that nature, and I was able to execute that today.
All right, that was Lance McCullers, and hell yeah, he was able to execute it yesterday. Clint, it was, when you look back at it, especially from a strikeout perspective, it was the best performance of the year from an Astros pitcher, right? Oddly enough, you go check at it, I don't believe Hunter Brown or Framber have eclipsed 10 strikeouts. I don't think Hunter Brown's probably had 9 four or five times. Ronel had 211, but 12 strikeouts, one walk. That was the best performance we've seen from a pitcher from that perspective. And really, overall, 6 innings, 3 runs, 12 Ks, one walk, 5 hits is one of the best we've seen, Clint. And I'm telling you right now, I think Lance deserves a new name. I know for a long time on this program, it was Luxury Lance.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
You dubbed
yes,
it. We give you your flowers for that. You dubbed it your daisies, your roses, your lilies. You got your flowers for that.
I like Stargazer lilies, but go ahead.
I knew you was going to chime in after you was going to Lowe's or Home Depot every day, Philip.
Stargazer lilies, man. Yeah. They're great. Beautiful.
I was going to say begonias, but I let it go. but I think Lance is the wild card now. I think Lance is the wild card right now. Look, with this rotation, he ain't going nowhere. As we said yesterday, he got to look over his shoulder. But, Clint, if he is anything close to what he showed yesterday, right, like you talked about yesterday, you think that you're ready to accept that he is going to be in a space where he's going to be a dependable starter every fifth, sixth day, whatever they're doing. But if he's anywhere close to this guy, and this guy is, like, this is a front of the rotation type pitcher. This is your front three may rival any front three in baseball. If he's anything like that, Clint, it completely changes, to me, the approach of Dana Brown and what they're going to have to do coming up for the deadline. Because I think they're going to have to find pitching, if anything, for depth right now. As we talked about yesterday, if they lose somebody, you know, they got to really dig deep down. But if he's pitching like this, Clint, it may be more of a debt play than a Kikuchi type play.
Yeah. Yeah, look,
I just wanted to say.
I know, man. I hope they do make it. I mean, I don't know if they can find one that'll even rival the Kikuchi get last year, but that But look, I like it. The wild card aspect of Lance to me is if the Astros get Spencer Arrigetti back, when they get him back, if he is, let's just say who we thought he was, and he's a guy that is a top three in a rotation and you can trust him in a playoff start. And then you've also got Lance, and you've got him pitching well. I mean, maybe not 12 strikeouts a game, but pitching well, locating pitches, not getting behind in early innings in pitch count, not getting the pitch count, you know, ballooning the pitch count through two innings kind of deal. If you get that Lance right there, the Astros are sitting beautiful from a starting pitching perspective once you get into late season, once you get into the playoffs. So I can jive with letting luxury go. He's damn sure not a luxury anymore. He's damn sure something that you need. And I agree with you. He's a wild card where if he pitches well the rest of the way and just stays healthy and pitches well the rest of the way, the wild card aspect of it is, again, you know, he can chew up starts and chew up innings throughout the regular season. The wild card spot is, does he do that well enough to get through the regular season and then not upseat Spencer Arrigetti come playoff time, if, depending on what Spencer does when he comes back? Yeah. Or does he go out there and crush it the way that he did yesterday and he gives you a four-man rotation that you're super comfortable with?
Because my thing is, I don't think either of you would say, like right now, if they had a playoff series, I don't think it's a – guarantee that Lance gets a start. Like, if everybody's healthy.
Guarantee, no.
Like, you know, and I'm like, I don't know if you'd say, like, yeah, I'd probably still be more inclined if Spencer Arrigetti was healthy to maybe run him out there right now from what we've seen. But if he pitches like that, Clint, it's clear where it is right now. And I'm just saying, if this is a turn the corner and we're starting to see a guy that doesn't struggle to get out of the fourth or the fifth, and a guy who's giving you six innings and has the strikeout ability, I think they need pitching, but I think it changes the type of pitching that they potentially have to go after if Lance is going to do this. So I think they may pause a little bit to see what the hell they have. I think they add a starter, but this could depend on what kind. All right, we talked about what we thought is the best group on this team, this Texans team, going into the season. We got, or at least Clint did it yesterday, got a chance to see it for the first time. We'll let you know if any of that changed. We'll discuss that coming up next.